الحمد لله. الحمد لله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وما تحب وترضى بأن تصلي عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله وعلى آل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Most respected Imam, respected Ulama, Mashayikh, elders, sisters, brothers, beloved children. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Yom al-Jum'ah Mubarak to all of you. For the little time that Allah allows us, inshallah, we want to speak on the signs of the last days, the end of times. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stops us, we will go back to reading the Yasin, inshallah. Because everybody wants to start something, nobody intends. Inshallah. Today's khutbah message, khitabat lecture. The reason we have the Arabic khutbah after that is we keep the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam alive. Because he is alive. We are dead. So, this is a wake-up call. Not just from sleep, from a spiritual sleep. Because including me, all of us, most of us, we are sleepwalking through life. We're living in an age, and if you can't see it and you can't feel it, then something's wrong. It's filled with lies, deception, confusion, and most important, speed, 5G, 6G, why not you 10G, make that a mashup, hit the tarawih, knock it, too slow. Everyone wants speed. Internet is hanging. Face of the Wi-Fi. We do this. Time is going to be up soon. Allah will say, connect it, come here. Face of Yugo China. This is Yugo China. Go with the speed too. 7G, move. He's the judge. This is the time. Time is the same. 24 hours, 60 seconds, 60 minutes. But there's no barakah left in the time. There's no barakah. Blessings. Jummah comes. Jummah goes. Black hair comes. White hair comes. We don't want to die. And we want to die.
Because we don't want to get old, to be out.
So truth is turned upside down. With the result, the false, it seems to you like it's real. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
sneezing is a blessing for Allah. Alhamdulillah. What do you must say? Yes.
This is the natural cure. Come on.
You know, old people say, see, sneeze is the truth.
They knew it, huh?
So truth is turned upside down. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the path to Jannah will look like the path to Jahannam. And the path to Jahannam will look very appealing, like this is the path to Jannah. This happens just before preceding the arrival of the greatest test. Fitna means test, trials, tribulations. Everyone is going through something. All of us, including me. We're going through something. A mental disturbance, a physical ailment. Something is troubling us. Okay? But remember all this. Fitna also means alchemy. It turns you to gold in the end if you survive. And inshallah, if we have Allah, His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will survive. We will survive. Inshallah. Like I said last week, Bilal just didn't say Ahad, 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 radiallahu ta'ala. His heart beat it. Listen to your heart. Put your finger in it. You got heart, you can hear. What is it? Ahad. It's reminding me there's one Allah. You're not God. He's God. La ilaha illallah, no God but God. So this is before one character comes here who got a PhD in deception, in lies. His name is Dajjal. Okay? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after every dua, namaz, he used to make this dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min azabi jahannam wa min azabi al-qabr wa min fitnati mahya wal mamat wa min fitnati masih ad-dajjal. Wallah, I seek your protection. When we say la ilaha illallah wa la ilaha illallah, there's nowhere to be protected from you except in you, ya. That's what it means. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from the punishment of hell, from the punishment of the qabr. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from the trials, the test of life. And I seek your protection from the evil force, the evil of the false Messiah. When you take water, wudu time, you do this. What you do? Masah. You anointing your head, your ears, your neck. So they say when the Messiah, Isa alayhi salam, comes back, he's coming as an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That was his dua. I'm not coming back as a prophet. I want to be an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a long story. I don't want to get into details. I did it in the past. It took too long. But when Imam al-Mahdi, the son of Abu Talib alayhi salam, the family of Imam Hussein, will come back to save the world, he will be on the musalla. And Isa alayhi salam will walk into the masjid. And how they make him out? His hair will be anointed with zaytun. Little oil. Zulf lehrate hue. Masjid mein jab wo aayegi. Zulf lehrate hue, meri zulfe will be like the Masih. And he will walk. He is the Masih, the anointed one. And he will walk in. Then Imam Mahdi will say, "You are Nabi. You read the Nabi." "I didn't come to the Nabi. This was my last dua. I've come as an ummati of Muhammad Rasulullah. And you are the son of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. I want to read namaz behind you." Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us something. He said, this master in deception, Jood ka ustad, the master in lies, he won't only be a person, he's going to be a person. I think he's there or there. There, in Tel Aviv. You know? But a system will come before him to change the whole world to suit him. But people will start following him also, because he also will impersonate. He'll make his hair anointed. He'll act like he's the Baba. That's why today they said you must wear your Baba's outfit. Because you know, inshallah, when you wear your Rabu Sufi's outfit. No, I'm dead. So my head stays calm. Okay. What the system will come to do, it will make you change your way of thinking, of living and believing. Now I wrote something the other day, some of you may have read it. When we were small, when it's Maghrib time, our parents will just say, "Hey, you can see the sun is going down inside." They don't. No. They say, "What? One tamasha. One chappal." They'll take the chappal out and give you. You might be inside. You know what they do? No, Mr. D and Zomato. If you had a takeaway machine, it may be one time in a year. And that was pure food also. A pure steak sandwich. Today the steak got female hormones in it, chemicals. That's why what's English? Homosexuality. Before you had the steak, you became J.I. If you know what I'm talking about, the whole thing you know. Now you eat a steak, you become Susan. Okay, this is to keep a polite atmosphere. You see this talk. The Dajjalic system is built already. If you travel, that's why the Quran says, don't say read and learn, it says travel and learn. The Dajjalic system, the system of lies, is throughout the world. Anywhere you go, Dubai, London, Paris, New York, in the airport, KFC, McDonald's, Burger King. The children don't want to eat chapati, dal, rice, no more, dal, portion, and we want Burger King. We want McDonald's. That's why obesity is increasing. I don't know if the old people remember, you know, the old people, they were true to themselves. They were passion. Maybe now and again they took a trifecta to the kid, it's great. It's bad times. Far fear. No, no, they were true to themselves. They didn't rob anything. I know it's wrong. I'm trying to say they were true to themselves. And if you see old pictures of your granny, grandmother, they look like models. Slim, like a suit.
The ladies will take that black pair and put one dot here. Beauty spot. The Nazar mustn't come.
They were slim and trim. They didn't go gym, no? Why? They were eating pure food.
Halal.
Allah bless me, I've got this sickness. I can't drink any water, so I have to drink pure water. I hope I'm eating Allah.
Okay.
So this system is based on materialism, greed, and lies. This whole system. We are surrounded by distractions. Things distract us very quickly. See, now you're paying attention to me. Let one fellow just come scream by the door. You see, everyone will just be distracted. Yet we say we follow the way of the Sahaba. When the Sahaba sat in the masjid, when they walked past any masjid, they read the ruchay. You know? When they came in the masjid, the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave a lecture, he sat like this. They say the birds started building nests
on their heads.
How still they said. And us, hey, I have to go in and back the other lecture. Then the legs are facing Qibla.
Hey, our old people taught us, and this is the teaching of Islam, don't even let your toilet face Qibla. Don't let your bed face Qibla with Alexa.
All this is for what?
No, it's good luck.
No. The Jahl is getting to us.
You know, when we were young, Uncle Fadl reminded me just now. He said, you all were the original Hamas. I said, what you mean?
He said, there was a big drain here from Sardar Bhai, S. Muhammad and Sons, to Adam Patel Superstores in the corner.
There was this big water drain. Uncle Fadl could say, I'll tell you. It was so clean, we walked through the drain and came on us.
Today they may catch you in the drain and rob you.
That if there is a drain.
Okay. What's the distractions? Screens, pesa, a noise. Yesterday, some people are telling me that fellow said this about you. This fellow said, I said, did he make noise? Don't know. You know eagles. You know what's an eagle? You know what the crow does to an eagle? The crow lands on the eagle's back and he pecks it. He's trying to get this eagle distracted and getting mad. The eagle say, you carry on pecking, I know you can. I'll show you this.
Carry it, carry.
You know something like to poke? Only you was with your feet, you do the nas. When I did not even nas. You say, he like to poke. When he poke, don't jump, they get worried.
Now,
screens. Yes, I'm talking.
Screens.
You sit in a house, round a table. 8 members of the family, each one is in his own screen. And his own zone. You have to send a WhatsApp message to our people, please put your phone there.
And the family.
That's how that has gone. So what is this removing from us? You see in the masjid, somebody is reading namaz. On Thursday, they tell me, put the mic on for Khatme Khajanan. I say, no, we few people. Some people like to read Quran. Some people like to come read their darood. Some people... So we don't have to put a mic on for food. Each one will be known. Learn to accept. Because Michael Jackson likes the mic. You know, Thrillers. Okay? So what it takes away from our namaz? You see, sometimes I tell Chef, you know, when I was calling him, he's like my son. Chef, when you're reading dua, put the mic off. Because some people come late and they're finishing their rakat, they get distracted. But everyone will interpret it according to whether they like me or they don't like me.
Big
one. Yes. Al-Wahhab. The Bistahu. So it takes away the khushu, the concentration in salah. Constant noise. It takes away the concentration. It's called khushu. It takes it away. And it takes away the trust in Allah. No, quickly. The Jah, the false Messiah, who will want to imitate the real Messiah, Isa alayhi salam, when he comes back. And Isa alayhi salam will say, I did not come back as a Masih, as a prophet. I came back as a Ummati. Because I want to read namaz behind Imam Mahdi, who is with a family of Abu Talib alayhi salam, who is Imam Hussein's family, with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's family. So the Dajjal, it means to cover up. You know, they cover up. If you got no pesa, they owing you money. Hey, say you want it, come see the man. They want it, it's okay. Monday before the day, I'm busy today. I just flew out. See me next week. It happens, really. Let's be honest. Here the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, pay your laborer before the sweat dries. So what does Dajjal cover up? Truth and falsehood. You see, this came from the camel. Everything in Arabic comes from the camel, or something related to the camel. You see, when they sold the camels before, they used to put something. You know why they call him a con man? He got his own pitch, meaning the tar. The tar. So the camel that was sick, it had a couple of stars, they put the tar off. You know, that's why when you go buy a car, I have to tell one mechanic or sporting car company, they just check his own thing, car out. Then they open the front, they tell you, no, this thing was in a front accident too. I can check, this whole heat want to cover up. It's happening. It's happening. Not only with the car, a lot of things. This is the best product, you know, the worst product. Custom, I'm giving you full discount, you know, you got a 400% mark. It's happening. Okay? So he gives believers misinformation. It becomes fitna, a test for our iman. What's happening today? Let's look at the signs around us. I'll take a few minutes more. What's happening around us? Who's bringing up our children? The TV, the cell phone, the iPad, my house too. It's hard to get these children off it. Hey, Nana, I don't mind the light go off, but the Wi-Fi must go off. Okay? When you speak the truth, what he knows? He didn't know that. What he knows? So, truth is mocked. And a person telling my lie, I say, sure. I had a dream. Check. I'll just use example. Right? Check, I had a dream. Right after Fajr, you are the kutub. You see, I know I'm the kutub because you are telling me you're the boss. See, that works. This is how it's going. Now, zina, fornication, interest, it becomes normal. Halal banking. What's halal banking? Huh? No, you don't get interest, you get profit. But it's all going to the International Monetary Fund, which is under the Jews. Okay? What was this? Sharia compliant. Natural foods. natural. Natural, organic food, wholesome food. Organic is life to eat. They only put the sign. Wholesome food replaced. Chemicals only in the food. I got a chemical allergy. In the plane, they gave me one banana. My old mouth got cut. I said, what's wrong? They spraying the banana to ripen it faster. Speed. False eggs, false paneer. They're killing us. And we are just consuming it. The killing. So, what do we do? What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? I don't like these people who said, read this wazifa, read this dua, read this. Who gave you ijazah to give me ijazah to read this? I want to know. Then you should become my sheikh. I'll sit here one Jummah, I'll become your leader. What do we do? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said one thing, learn the first 10 verses of Surah Kaf. It will save you. That's why when Imam reads the Yasin, he reads the 10 verses of Surah Kaf. It's longer than that, and more updated version. Teach your children, love the truth, not what's trendy. You know, it's time, huh? A guy don't know about football. The most famous football team is Manchester United. Yeah, who you support, bro? Man United. Who played it? I saw that the name. Not any bad results. You know what I'm talking about. Right? Okay. I done. Okay. So, you see, a man said to somebody, be careful, listen very carefully. Be careful who funds you. That's where the face up is. Who funds you will come advise you. You know, Imam says, I'm not telling you what to do. I must do like this and that. And I'm thinking in my mind the figure he gives every month or every year. You know, I'd rather listen to this or I'm going to lose out. Then they got you. That's how it goes, you know. Disconnect from the fake world. This online zikr, what's all this? Human interaction. Get back to the real world. Get back to real salah, not an act of salah. Rashid will tell. His power is to tell. In the 70s, late 70s, 80s, speak about the time. He wrote a book on it. Speak about the end of time. It's coming now. It's coming soon. 8 years. When I was speaking 20 years ago, I said, this is Shahbaz. He's not giving a bayan. He's speaking politics in a moment. What's affecting it? Dil ki aankhe khol de, dekh zamane ka fitna. Batin ko haq kahe, ye kaisa daur aaya hai. Anyway, but a minute left. You see, this is very important. Very important. Listen to me. In 1924, the illegal state of Israel was formed. What year is it now? 101 years. In October 2022, that Gaza incident took place. Whoever done it, Allah knows this. So it took the so-called Republic of Iran 101 years and 2 years later to retaliate for Gaza. Does it make sense? We took them on. You only took them on when they infiltrated your military bases. They made some of the Jews look like Maulanas, Mullahs they call them. Because our youngsters are saying, no, we're leaving the Sunni path now. You know why? The Shias know what that. Hey, Shia, listen to me. It took them 101 years to fight, to take Gaza and Al-Quds. It took them from 2022 to 2025 to retaliate. They didn't retaliate for Gaza. They retaliated because Iraq, Israel took on their military bases and everything, killed their commanders and all. It was a retaliation to maintain their sovereignty, which Allah must forgive me, I think is a propped up American theocracy. Propped up.
So, let us prepare for this fitna.
It's going to come more.
Not with fear, but with trust in Allah.
You know when Muhammad Ali was very famous, when he was Cassius Clay, he had bodyguards around him.
When he became Muhammad Ali, he said, I don't need bodyguards no more. They said, but Sheikh, you're so famous, you're a famous boxer, plus your mouth don't stop, you like it shut by. You hear me?
He said, I don't have to worry now. Now I let La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, Allah is my bodyguard.
Who's your bodyguard? And you can't separate this Rasul from Allah.
Tum zaate khuda se na juda hai, na khuda hai. Allah ko maloom hai, kya jaane ya Rasulullah, kya hai.
But as long as we got you, ya Rasulullah, long as we got Allah, no one will bring us to our knees. One guy told me, all the poor people come to your masjid. I said, Alhamdulillah, Rasulullah's dua was answered and we did. Oh Allah, keep me with the poor, raise me with the poor. They maybe got poor jackets. But I tell you one thing, a lot of people in this masjid got rich hearts. They make one dua for you. They're Abba. Sorry, I started again. We are 8 minutes ahead of your time. Give the azan quickly. We'll make it short. So inshallah, by 1 o'clock. Back at work. If you don't like these lectures, just come. Don't come and tell them, Mazid. Tell them. We'll start a yasin. Next week, inshallah, part 3, I'll still alive. If I'm not, I'll come out of the cover and make this.